Welcome to Zichu Dasim Mani Mamramani Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Baba Kama, Daf Nun Zayin, the sixth parak, Hakones. The sixth parak has been dedicated by the Klein family as a schus for Refuah Shleimah for Gittel Zissel Bas Rachel. So the three topics are going to focus on number one, Rabba challenged Rav Yosef, who holds that someone guarding a lost item is a Shomer Sachar, from a brisa which derives that one may return a lost item not only to the owner's house, but even Uginaso or Chuvaso, to his garden or deserted building. Now, if the garden and deserted house are secure and can protect the item even from abnormal mishaps, such as an unusually strong wind, it's not a greater chiddush than returning it to his house. Rather, it must be a garden she'enim shtameres, which is not secure, yet he may return the item there. This proves his responsibility is only equal to a shomer chinam. The Gemara answers that the garden is secure, and the chiddush is that he may return it there without the owner's awareness. This reflects Rabbi Elazar's ruling, HaKol Tzrichin Das Balim, every item being returned, such as a stolen item or pikadon, requires the owner's awareness that it was returned, otherwise he's still responsible for it, Chutz Mashavas Aved, except when returning a lost item, which may be returned without the owner's knowledge, Shaharib Sebo Torah Hashavas Harbi, because the Torah included many types of returning. Point number two, Abai attempted to prove to Rabbi Yosef that a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Chinam. Based on Rabbi Yochanan's statement, Hatohen Tanis Ganav Ba'Aveda, one who makes a claim and swears about a ganav having stolen a lost item he had found, when in truth he was holding it for himself, Mishalom Tashem Mikevel, he pays double payment as if he had stolen it. Now, if someone caring for a lost item is a Shomer Sachar, as Rav Yosef said, he would be chayav to pay the principal when claiming it was stolen and would not pay kefil for the false claim. Rav Yosef answered that the case is Kagon Shaton Tanis List Mizuyin, where he makes a claim it was stolen by an armed robber, which is an onus, for which even a Shomer Sachar is pater. Therefore, he pays double for falsely claiming so. Although one only pays kefil for a claim of theft by a ganav, one who steals secretively, and not a gazlan, one who robs openly through force, Rav Yosef holds that an armed robber, kevin d'mitamar mi'inshe, since he hides from people, ganavu, he's classified as a ganav. And point number three, a braisa's quote in support of Rav Yosef's assertion that an armed robber is considered a ganav. If someone rented a cow and it was stolen, and instead of swearing to exempt himself, he said, Harni Mishalm ve'eni nishba, I shall pay and not swear. And the thief was later found, Mishalm tashem kefil l'socher, he pays the double payment to the renter, because by paying for it voluntarily, he acquires a stolen cow. Now the Gemara assumes that this Tana holds that a socher, a renter, has the same responsibilities as a shomer socher, and would be liable for theft. If so, the Brice, which says he could have sworn to exempt himself, must refer to a theft by at least mezuyin, which is an onus. Yet, it still teaches that the robber pays double, which proves that a listing mezuin is considered a ganav. The Gemara answers that this Tana holds that a socher has the responsibilities of a shomer chinam, and the brisa may refer to an ordinary ganav for which he could be exempt by swearing. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rabbi challenged Rabbi Yosef, who holds that someone guarding a lost item is a shomer sachar, from a brisa which derives that one may return a lost item not only to the owner's house, but even l'ginasu or chuvaso, to his garden or deserted building. Now, if the garden and deserted house are secure and can protect the item even from abnormal mishaps, such as an unusually strong wind, it's not a greater chiddush than returning it to his house. Rather, it must be a garden she'enim shtameres, which is not secure, yet he may return the item there. This proves his responsibility is only equal to a shomer chinam. The Gemara answers that the garden is secure, and the chiddush is that he may return it there without the owner's awareness. This reflects Rabbi Elazar's ruling, HaKol Tzrichin Das Balim, every item being returned, such as a stolen item or pikadon, requires the owner's awareness that it was returned, otherwise he's still responsible for it, Chutz Mashavas Aved, except when returning a lost item, which may be returned without the owner's knowledge, Shaharib Sebo Torah Hashavas Harbi, because the Torah included many types of returning. Point number two, Abai attempted to prove to Rabbi Yosef that a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Chinam. Based on Rabbi Yochanan's statement, Hatohen Tanis Ganav Ba'Aveda, one who makes a claim and swears about a ganav having stolen a lost item he had found, when in truth he was holding it for himself, Mishalom Tashem Mikevel, he pays double payment as if he had stolen it. Now, if someone caring for a lost item is a Shomer Sachar, as Rav Yosef said, he would be chayav to pay the principal when claiming it was stolen and would not pay kefil for the false claim. Rav Yosef answered that the case is Kagon Shaton Tanis List Mizuyin, where he makes a claim it was stolen by an armed robber, which is an onus, for which even a Shomer Sachar is pater. Therefore, he pays double for falsely claiming so. Although one only pays kefil for a claim of theft by a ganav, one who steals secretively, and not a gazlan, one who robs openly through force, Rav Yosef holds that an armed robber, kevin d'mitamar mi'inshe, since he hides from people, ganavu, he's classified as a ganav. And point number three, a Bryce's quote in support of Rav Yosef's assertion that an armed robber is considered a gunav. If someone rented a cow and it was stolen, and instead of swearing to exempt himself, he said, Harni Mishalm ve'eni nishba, I shall pay and not swear. And the thief was later found, Mishalm tashmi kefil asocher. He pays the double payment to the renter, because by paying for it voluntarily, he acquires a stolen cow. Now the Gemara assumes that this Tana holds that a socher, a renter, has the same responsibilities as a shomer socher and would be liable for theft. If so, the Brice which says he could have sworn to exempt himself must refer to a theft by at least mezuyin, which is an onus. Yet it still teaches that the robber pays double, which proves that a listing mezuyin is considered a ganav. The Gemara answers that this Tana holds that a socher has the responsibilities of a shomer chinam, and the Brice may refer to an ordinary ganav for which he could be exempt by swearing. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun Zayin, and our Siman is a nose, and we often use a puppet with a long nose in the Siman. So here goes. The Shomer Aveda who returned a lost puppet with a long nose to the owner's secure garden without the owner's knowledge, recalling that the last time he was a Shomer Aveda and swore that the lost item was stolen by an armed robber, ended up making Mechayev to pay kefil. Over at someone who rented a cow say he would pay for the stolen cow and not swear, knowing if the thief gets caught, he'll receive kefil. Once again, slow motion. The Shomer Aved who returned a lost puppet with a long nose. Lost puppet with a long nose? That must be Moran Daf Nun Zayin. The Shomer Aved who returned a lost puppet with a long nose to the owner's secure garden without the owner's knowledge, which reminds us Rabbi Elazar rules a called Srichin Das Balim, every item being returned, such as a stolen item or a pikadon, requires the owner's awareness that it was returned. Otherwise, he's still responsible for it. Chutz Mahashavas Aveda, except from returning a lost item, which may be returned without the owner's knowledge, Shariv Sabot Torah Hashavas Harbe, because the Torah included many types of returning. So the Shomer Aveda who returned a lost pup with a long nose to the owner's secure garden without the owner's knowledge, recalling that the last time he was a Shomer Aveda and swore that the lost item was stolen by an armed robber, ended up making Mechayev to pay kefil. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef said, a ton tanis listi mezuyin, where one makes a claim that a lost item that he found was stolen by an armed robber, which is an onus, for which even a Shomer Sacher is pater, he pays double for falsely claiming so. Although one only pays kefil for a claim of theft by a ganav, one who steals secretly, and not a gazlan, one who robs openly through force, Rav Yosef holds that an armed robber, since he hides from people, he's classified as a ganav. So the Shomer Aved who returned a lost pup with a long nose to the owner's secure garden without the owner's knowledge, recalling that the last time he was a Shomer Aved and swore that the lost item was stolen by an armed robber, ended up making him chayev to pay kefil. Over at someone who rented a cow say he would pay for the stolen cow and not swear, knowing if the thief gets caught, he'll receive kefil. Which reminds us, if someone rented a cow and it was stolen, and instead of swearing to exempt himself, he said, Hareini Mishalom ve'eini nishba, I shall pay and not swear. And the thief was later found, Mishalom tashumi kefil asocher. He pays kefil to the renter because by paying for it voluntarily, he acquires the stolen cow. So once again, the Shomer Aved who returned a lost pup with a long nose to the owner's secure garden without the owner's knowledge, recalling that the last time he was a Shomer Aved and swore that the lost item was stolen by an armed robber, ended up making him chayev to pay kefil. Overheard someone who rented a cow say he would pay for the stolen cow and not swear, knowing if the thief gets caught, he'll receive kefil. All right, so now it's time for four blot back chazar. Daf Nun Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, That must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, which reminds us, we have Malkos of Rabban Shmuel, whether one is chayiv if an ox falls backwards into a pit due to the sound of digging. Rav says he's not, since it died from the impact, not from the hevel, the foul air. Shmuel says he is chayiv because one is chayiv mishum hevel of a koshechein chavato, for the foul air, and all the more so for the impact. So the Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, just as an ox was pushing another ox into the same pit, making the ox and pit owners each pay half, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if an ox pushed another into a pit, the Rabban say the ox's owner is chayiv, but the pit's owner is pater, since it was pushed into the pit. Rav Nassan says the ox's owner pays half, and the pit's owner pays the other half, because he holds kol hekadol efshel ishtalumi mahai mishtalim mahai. Wherever it's impossible to collect payment from one damaging party, he can collect from the other. He considers the pit's owner chayiv, although the animal was pushed in, and must pay for any amount not covered by the ox's owner. So the Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, just as an ox was pushing another ox into the same pit, making the ox and pit owners each pay a half, while man and ox together push the person into another pit, which reminds us, Rava said, Shor v'adam shidachiv labor, if an ox and a person push someone or something into a pit, l'nin nezakin kon chayavin, regarding damages to a person or animal, they are all chay, because he follows Rabbi Nassan that a pit's owner is responsible even where a victim is pushed into his bor. Only the person is liable for dal dvarim, the four payments, added for a person harming another person, as well as the mevrados. Only the ox's owner is liable for kofar and the three shkalim, paid for killing a slave. Daf Nun Dalad. So the simmer Daf Nun Dalad is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The pasta chef who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for ceramic noodle balls. Noodle balls? Pasta chef? That must be on Daf Nun Dalad. The pasta chef who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for his ceramic noodle balls that broke when his donkey fell into a pit while carrying them, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amun Aleph taught that if Kalim fell into a boar and broke, the boar's owner is punter. This disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds one is chai for Kalim damaging a boar. The Rabban Darshan v'nafal shama shor or chamor, and an ox or donkey shall fall into a teaching, shor v'lo adam, he's chai for an ox, but not a person, chamor v'lo Kalim, and for a donkey, not for Kalim. Rabbi Yehuda darshans the extra word o to include liability for Kalim. So the pasta chef, who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for ceramic noodle bowls that broke when his donkey fell into a pit while carrying them, also saw his short pikeach about to fall in, who should have been careful examining the path, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice that Nafal Asoch Shor Ben Das Pater. If a short pikeach, an intelligent ox, fell into the pit, the owner of the boar is Pater. Rav explains the reason, the Boile Ayune Amazel, because the ox should have examined its path as it walked, and its falling into the boar is not considered the negligence of the pit's owner. So the pasta chef, who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for ceramic noodle bowls that broke when his donkey fell into a pit while carrying them, also saw his short bikech about to fall in, who should have been careful examining the path, instead of being engrossed in a sefer about the 8 halachos that apply to all animals and fowl, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Echad Shor ve'echad Kol Behemah. The same dinim apply whether it's an ox or any animal regarding 8 halachos, and it also applies to birds and wild animals. The Torah wrote specific animals in these places, Shedibra Kasa Behova, because the Torah spoke about common cases. Daf Nun Hey. So the Simmer Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The speed limit sign with the word Tov in it, surrounded by the outline of the Luchos Shnios, was posted along the road where a man was leading a wagon with a goat and a shibuta fish pulling it, right next to an enclosure where a sheep that was locked in with a Shmira Pachusa managed to escape. Once again, it's in motion. The speed limit sign, that Masmuran Daf Nun Hey, 55. The speed limit sign with the word Tov in it, surrounded by the outline of the Luchos Shnios, which reminds us Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai quoted Shmuel Bar Nachman, who explained the reason why the word Tov is not mentioned in the first Aseres Hadibros, Oil B'Sof and Lishtaber, because they were destined to be shattered, which Rav Ashi explained would indicate Chas V'Shalom Paska Tovim Yisrael, heaven forbid goodness has ceased from Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshua said, Aro Tes B'Cholomo Simen Yafalo, if one sees the letter Tes in his dream, it's a good sign for him. The Gemara ultimately explains, Hoyo Pasuk Bo Kasav Tova Tchila, because the Torah began using the letter Tes for goodness, because its first appearance is when describing light as Tov, good. So the speed limit sign with the word Tov in it, surrounded by the outline of the Luchos Shnios, was posted along the road where a man was leading a wagon with a goat and shibuta fish pulling it, which reminds us, Rochava asked, Amanik be'izo v'shibuta mahu, one who leads a wagon by means of a goat and a shibuta fish pulling it, what is the halacha? Do we say that since the goat cannot go into the sea and the fish cannot go into dry land, he has not done anything prohibited because they are inherently separate and he's not over on climb? Or, since they drew the wagon, he violated the climb prohibition. So the speed limit sign with the word Tov in it, surrounded by the outline of the Luchos Shnios, was posted along the road where a man was leading a wagon with a goat and shibuta fish pulling it, right next to an enclosure where a sheep that was locked in with a Shmir Bachusa managed to escape, which reminds us, the sixth parak begins, Hakonis Tzon Ladir, one who brought a sheep into a shed, V'nal B'fenehel Karui, and locked the opening before properly, V'yatza Hizika Pater, but it escaped and damaged someone's property, he's Pater. If it was not properly locked, he's Chayev. Abraisa defines a Shmir Bachusa, a proper locking, as Delas She'elcho Lamod B'ruach Matsuya, a door which can withstand a normal wind. This level of protection is considered Shmir Bachusa, lesser guarding. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a Shusher and Shul going Nunu. So here goes. The Shusher, that must mean we're in Daf Nun Vav. Nunu. The Shusher was so busy shushing the man who accidentally broke someone's weak wall leading an animal to escape and bragged that he was Pater Midine Adam, telling him that he was Tochayev b'dinei shamayim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings four cases which are pater b'dinei adam, v'chai b'dinei shamayim, where their liability b'dinei shamayim is a chiddush. The first case is where one breaks someone's wall, allowing his animal to escape. One can think he's not even chai b'dinei shamayim for the lost animal, since the weak wall was meant to be dismantled. So the shusher was so busy shushing the man who accidentally broke someone's weak wall, leading an animal to escape, and bragged that he was pater b'dinei adam, telling him that he was so chayiv b'dinei shamayim, that he didn't notice robbers striking an animal to get it to leave its enclosure, which qualifies as meshicha. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis taught, Hotziuha listim listim chayovim. If robbers took the animal out of its enclosure, the robbers are chayiv for any damage it inflicts. The Gemara asks that this is obvious because by pulling an animal, they acquired it in theft and are responsible for its damages. One explanation that it's a case of hikisha, where the robber struck the animal causing it to move. This qualifies as meshicha and makes him liable for the animal's damages. So the shusher was so busy shushing the man who accidentally broke someone's weak wall, leading an animal to escape, and bragged that he was pater b'dinei adam, that he was still chayiv b'dinei shamayim, that he didn't notice robbers striking an animal to get it to leave its enclosure, which qualifies as meshicha. Nor the man who found a lost watch and became a Shomer Aveda, which some say is like a Shomer Sacher, which reminds us, Amoraim dispute the status of a Shomer Aveda, one who watches a lost object, which he found. Rabbah says, Kashomer Chinam Dami, he's considered like an unpaid custodian, and explains what Hanah comes to him from watching it. Rav Yosef says, Kashomer Sacher Dami, he's considered like a paid custodian, and explains because of the Hanah he derives that he doesn't need to give bread to a poor person while he's involved in caring for the lost object because of the rule of Osek B'mitzvah, Patamina Mitzvah, and therefore he's considered a Shomer Sacher. Another explanation is given. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn about four cases which are pater b'dinei adam, l'chai b'dinei shamayim, one being breaking down someone's weakened wall, allowing an animal to escape? That's on daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn about eight halachos that apply to all animals and fowl? That's on daf Nundal. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn? The one who volunteers to pay for a rented cow which was stolen from him is paid kafel if the thief is found. That's on daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn? Why Tov only appears in the second version of the Aseres Hadibros and the meaning of seeing a tess in a dream. That's on daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 5. Which of the one, if the first partner of a boar covered the boar, and then the second partner found it uncovered, until when is the first partner exempt? That's on Daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 5. Which of the one, what is considered a Shmira Pachusa, the requisite Shmira for Shane and Regal? That's on Daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn? Striking an animal, causing it to move, is a form of Meshicha. That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn? What the din is if a person and an ox push a person into a boar? That's on Daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn? That atone tinus listim, one who claims that a lost object was stolen by armed robbers, pays kafel. That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf is machlokes about kalim damages in a boar? That's on daf Nun Dalet. Good. And number 10. Which daf is when the one is permitted to return a lost object without the owner's knowledge? That's on daf Nun Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.